Hey, is this Cassandra?
This is Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra. This is Gail over at Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was just talking with Steven a minute ago. He asked me to call you, and he said he was going to call you first. Did I give enough time for all that to happen? Okay, super, super. So what we were talking about was first page Google placement for your business. And he said I should talk to you. You handled all of those things. So so what this is, we had a position open this morning, a listing open this morning for first page Google for renovations and repairs. So we've been calling around the area looking for one company that was qualified that we could partner with for that position. And one of my colleagues came across you. So here we are, I guess, talking details.
From my understanding, what he made it out to be is pretty much like if somebody Googles pool renovations or, you know, pools near me, pool businesses near me will pop up.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So what we do is we get you positioned in that map section on the first page of Google, so that when someone's searching for any of the services that you offer, and we can break those all out too, any services we can use as keywords to get you found in that map. And then really cool, what happens from there is people just click and they call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls or sell them to you. And it's also an exclusive listing. So meaning what I'll do is I will block off the Eustis area, and then for a 50-mile radius around you. So meaning in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with your competitors. So Poolsmith's Renovation is the only company that we'll be partnered with and putting on the first page. Does that make sense, Cassandra?
Yes.
Okay, super. Now, I was looking for online presence so far, and I see very nice-looking Facebook page. I bet you put that together, didn't you?
Actually, he put that together himself. I'll give him props for that.
Wow, yeah. Very nice, very nice. In fact, I'm going to give you guys a like while I'm over here, too. And then I can't hurt, give you a little boost. Now, I didn't find a website for you. Do you have one and it's just hiding on me?
We do not.
Okay, no worries. Let me check on something for you. I might be able to help you out with that, too. And then, have you started your Google Business Profile yet?
I don't believe so.
Okay, and that's super simple. That's something that we can take care of as well. And then, one other thing, where did it go? I saw that you had listed, Angie's or Home Advisor. Are you still using that service?
Yes.
Okay. And how is it going there so far?
Super expensive, but it works.
Okay.
Yeah, they charge you like if you don't get the lead, they charge you like $80 a lead.
Wow, $80 a lead?
Yeah, they're pretty expensive, but you get a lot of leads off of it.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, and if you're doing all right over on Angie's, aside from the expenses, you'll do great on the first page of Google. So you'll be getting calls from people who are in the moment looking for your services. So in other words, they're a hot lead.
Yeah,
they're
perfect. That's how I get most of the things that I do. I mean, I Google it and people that pop up is how.
Exactly, exactly. So that's where we're going to get you places, right in that map, and we'll get that Google Business Profile going too, so that then they just click and they call you. So we don't filter or screen those calls. We don't sell them to you. We don't give them away or sell them to your competitors. So I think probably sometimes some of those lead services, I know Angie's and there's a couple of others, send them out to your competitors as well. So these are all going to go right to you. That sounds like that could be a real money saver and a game changer for you guys.
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, awesome. And I'm checking on the website. We don't do websites for just everybody, but you guys have got good reviews, no negative notations at all. You're established in business, and it sounds like you can take on more business, right, Cassandra?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm checking to see if I can get a website built for you. If I can, it won't cost you anything.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'll check on that. And then the Google Business Profile, there is no charge for that, and it's just something we do. So we'll get that going and set up for you also. And then now, yeah, so leads and calls, like I said, are unlimited. People just search you or search for your services, I should say, and they click and call you directly. And everything is based on a flat monthly fee, and it'll always be that same flat fee. There aren't any taxes or surcharges or anything added on. We also operate with you on a month-to-month basis. So we don't lock you into a contract. We don't believe in it. We believe in earning your business by doing our job each month, which is getting you on that first page and then keeping you there. So let me see. Let me grab my pricing. Because you guys are under 5 years in business, it's going to let me do a decent discount for you here. So for the Eustis area, retail would be $5.99 a month. But with your new in business, I can get you down to $349 a month. And then there's just a one-time $99 setup fee that goes to cover some of the programming. And then, of course, you'll never have that again. So it is
just that $349 a month?
Yes, ma'am. And nothing over that. There aren't any extras or even taxes added on to that. And then leads, calls, clicks are unlimited. And I did just hear back from my tech guy. We do have openings. I can get that website built for you. So it'll be all about Pool Smiths. It'll be on a domain name that you like, something that works for you. No charge for it. We'll also host it. No charge for the hosting either. And it'll be your own legitimate website.
Perfect.
Go right hand in hand with all those good reviews you've got out there, and we'll help you gather more Google reviews too. That'll definitely help. All right. Well, Cassandra, this sounds like something that you guys are ready to go on that's going to do good things for your business. All right. Okay. Let me, first thing I want to do, I'm going to go close this listing. That stops everybody else from calling on it. I don't want them to think they found somebody else. Okay, perfect. I've got it right there. So let me gather some info from you. Now, I assume you probably want to be the main point of contact.
Yes.
Okay. And your first name, Cassandra?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And what's your last name, hon?
Labor, but it's going to be Smith soon. Me and Stephen are getting married August 19th.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. So I got to tell you, mine and my husband's anniversary, August is an excellent month, is the 13th, and we'll be 29 years this year. So you picked a great month. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That is awesome. I am happy for you. Wow, you've got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. So, anyway, I'll find myself again here after all the excitement. So I'll have to use whatever name would appear on the billing for your credit card right now.
Oh, it wouldn't be through my credit card. It would be through his.
Oh, okay. So then let's put his name on there. So Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N.
Yes.
All right, and then Smith.
Smith.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to go over here because I do want your information in there as well. And I'm just going to, for internal, I'm just going to put Smith for your last name.
All right, perfect.
Swap this over because I want you in there. All right, good. And then we'll go with his info since he's on the billing. Except mm-hmm. I will need you to access email. So whatever email address you would have access to, Cassandra.
Okay, Poole Smith, POOLSMITH, renovation.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Poole Smith, plural.
Smith. Plural.
Right? Okay. Renovations at Gmail. Perfect.
Yes.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is informational, and this is on our dashboard and analytics. So you'll have your own unique login. You'll be able to get into the system and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where those searches are performed from, all that information that'll help you run your business. And then
okay.
I want the second one is going to be the exact price and package I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing. All right, good. That's on its way. And then, phone number. Let's do yours there. I'm going to put Stevens for the cell. So where are you getting married?
Oh, in Houston.
Nice.
I have a little chapel in Houston.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay. What?
A little chapel in Houston.
Okay, oh, no. Perfect, perfect. So you've got that, and I'm going to grab a couple of other things here. I've got to do some copy-paste. And then company name, I've got Poole Smith, which is an apostrophe S, and all put together as one word, right? Renovation
yes.
LLC.
Wait, are you...
And so,
the name is Poole Smith, with the S is capitalized in Poole Smith.
Gotcha. Smith. Okay. Let me fix that. All right, perfect. Got it. Oops. Let me move something over here. Let's see. And then Stephen is going to be the card holder. Do you know, does his middle initial appear on the card that you'll be using?
It does, and it is an M.
M, thank you. They are really picky about those matching. So a couple of things I'm doing is I'm looking through, making sure we don't have any typos anywhere. We don't want errors when it leaves here. Okay. And then I've got your address as 38211 County Road 439, Eustis, Florida, 32736.
Yes.
Perfect. And then where do you want lead calls to go to? Do you want them to go to Stephen's number or to your number?
To Stephen's number.
Got it. All right. I'll update that. That's all looking good. Make sure we get it all right here. And then I assume you'll be the main point of contact, like for your onboarding call, get kind of back-end stuff done.
I normally am the one that they contact, like for a new building or new pool build designs, and I send out proposals. I don't do a lot of interaction with customers.
So this would be to get set up for first page. So maybe back up. I should explain. One of the next things we'll do is set you up with an onboarding call with your tech. And what they'll do is they'll go through quality control, make sure that I intook all of your information accurately, spelling is correct, we got your keywords. And then, so that's kind of the call that kicks everything off. You'll get access to your dashboard. Is that a call that you would take or is that a call that's taken? Perfect.
Yes.
All right. All right, let me update that. And more copy paste. Once we get the info verified, I like to copy and paste it because then there's less room for error.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then for services, how do we want to show you? Right now it's just pool services, but we should list those out.
New pool build, renovation, remodel, plaster, replaster.
Okay.
Retile.
Okay, got it. But that's got to be a chore to retile an entire pool.
Yeah. Pretty good.
It sounds like it. It definitely sounds like it. All right. That looks good. And then, Cassandra, I'll need to have you look at your calendar. So we block out an hour for this call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And we like to do it at your earliest convenience. So today is looking pretty booked. We could do tomorrow. Let me see. Looks like the earliest is 11. But from there, I've got almost every hour on the hour tomorrow if there's something there that would work for you.
Okay. Yeah, around 12:30. I don't know if you have, appointments that start.
Yeah, I have to do it at the top of the hour, so we'd either have to go noon or 1. Which one would work better for you?
And then 12.
You got it. So let me build that calendar appointment real quick. And then I'll be able to send that over to you too. Make sure I'm on the right day. It does not feel like it should be August already.
I know. I can't believe the kids are going back to school soon.
Oh. Yeah, right? Oh, I know. It's been a long summer, I'll bet.
Yes. Working, planning a wedding, and taking care of kids has been fun.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Are you having a big wedding?
About 100 people.
Oh, wow. That's pretty decent size. That's enough for a good party anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be awesome. And I bet you're going to be just gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I hope
okay.
so.
Oh, you will be. You definitely will be. Every bride glows on their wedding day. All right, Cassandra, I just sent that email over to you so that subject line starts local splash CIE. And let me know when that one gets there.
All right.
Awesome. So in there should be a yes, no, or maybe option. If you hit the yes, that would be great. That'll hold your appointment. Awesome. Thank you. And I've actually got to put it in 3 different places for 3 different people. Copy it over there. All right, that all looks good. Perfect. Doing one more double check to make sure I got that in the right spot. And copy your Facebook URL so that your tech doesn't need that. Always helps. The more information we can give them, the better.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. And I need to be able to spell today.
It's Monday. You
did it. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Can you excuse calories today, too? too funny. I think it's like Friday night's calories don't count or something like that.
Something like that.
Or
I mean,
Monday.
Monday could count too.
I think it could, and you just gave me the okay. So hey, we're good to go.
That's right.
And I just texted you, I think it went to you, it either went to you or Stephen, a link about the call tracking, so how we track those calls and clicks for you. It's just an informational. And then, do you prefer to be contacted by phone, text, email, or all of the above?
I prefer email or phone.
Okay, you got it. And this would just be for contact from us. So that's perfect.
I mean, all of the above, I guess, really.
Okay. And then the address, I assume, is a home address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm going to make a note when they do your Google Business profile to leave off address. Now, that won't...
That.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It won't hurt your listing whatsoever. You'll still show as a pin on the map in the general area, but not close enough that somebody would be able to, you know, see who you are, or find where you live, I should say.
Yes, I found the woman that's baking the cake for my wedding off Google, and she lives off 44, and that's what it says, that she lives off 44, but just this, like, 44, it doesn't actually give her address.
Ah, there you go. Yep, perfect. All right, that looks good. Just double check, make sure my calendar updated like it should. Perfect. Oh, gosh, and your tech already confirmed, too. That's awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So let me set up your subscription. Make sure I got that all right. Get your discounts in there. Sometimes I've got to wrangle it to make it do everything I want it to be. Okay. I always double check these just to make sure that we've got your discounts on there. There we are. Perfect. It was, our normal setup fee is $299, but your discount got you down to $99, so I was wrangling that to make sure it went through the right way. Okay, so credit card info. So this will be for billing only. So I've got Stephen M. Smith, and then I've got his number. Let me see. No, is that your number in there? I need his number. So that's
407.
Okay. Is that the 225?
223-5379?
Yes. Perfect. Yep. I transposed them when I spoke it. 38211 County Road 439, Eustis, Florida, 32736.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And is that Master Visa, MX, or Discover today, Cassandra?
It's Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
4991.
Okay.
6520. 2428.
Okay.
0241.
All right, and then the expiration, please.
0325.
And the security code. So many things.
495.
Thank you. I'll update that. So, sometimes it takes a second to think. And then I'll have another email on the way to you. I'll let you know when it's on the way. And it's going to say in the subject line, local splash initial invoice.
Okay.
And then let me know if you find that one.
Okay. I found it.
Perfect. So just a little ways down should be a link that says click here to accept. That's going to be actually it probably asked for Stephen's name because it was his card that we used. And then that's actually going to be a duplicate of the voice verification that I'll run through with you too. They make us do it by voice also. So let me know when you're done typing and then I don't want to screw you up while you're typing. It's never any fun. Did it take you to a login screen?
No, I'm just kind of confused about the initial cost of $448.
That's right. That's $349 for your first month and that one-time $99 setup fee. And then next time around...
That says local bundle is $249.
So, yes, what it does is it breaks out all of the little things that you're getting. So you're getting that local map area, and you're getting Facebook as well, already included. So all of that is included in your package and your website.
Okay. So does he no longer have to pay Facebook for ads?
Correct. In fact, if he is paying Facebook for ads, I would suggest stopping so that we don't stumble into one another. What we'll do is... We'll build those ads and we'll target them.
Okay.
So really, you don't have to do a thing with them and neither does he. You can save some more money.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize he was already paying for Facebook ads. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Wow. Happy, nice wedding gift. Oh, there we go. Very nice wedding gift. Money savings, first page Google, it's all good. Now, did it take you to a login?
Okay, so wait, where did the extra $100 come from the Facebook and everything like that?
So there's $100 a month in Facebook ads included in the package already. You won't pay anything extra. And we'll run those ads every single month.
Okay,
we write them. Yep.
Okay.
And you just let me know when you're done typing and then I'll do the voice verification.
Do I need to put an M in there?
Yes. It'll want it. I know, it's because it's on his card that way, with the M. Yeah, it wants it just like it's shown.
All right, now pop me into username and password.
Perfect, that's the right spot. So that's going to be your dashboard. So your tech will get you into your dashboard when you do your onboarding call tomorrow. So perfect, you got it. So now we'll do the voice verification, and then I can let you back to your day. So the voice verification is required of us as Google partners. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Paul Smith Renovations, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Cassandra Labor, office manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of the order, and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So in other words, if you decide to add TikTok, good grief, TikTok to your social media mix, which apparently some businesses are, just let us know so we can make sure everything still ties in together and you don't lose rank.
Oh, okay. Yes.
All right. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, August 1st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $448, the breakout of which is a flat $349 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $349. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the first of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 1st. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, super.
What was the cancellation charge again?
I'm sorry, say that one more time. You blurred out a little.
What was the cancellation charge again?
Oh, there's no cancellation fee. Just let us know 3 days prior to the billing date. Yeah.
Perfect.
We make it easy. Absolutely. Absolutely. Any last questions for me before I let you back to your day?
Not that. Was it all?
Okay, and don't hesitate to reach out if you do have any questions, need anything, okay. Definitely let me know. All right, have a good rest of your day, Cassandra, and thank you.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.